AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded, and the winner is a woman fighting for equal rights in Iran.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2023 to Narges Mohammadi.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee says the prize is a recognition of the very important work of a whole movement in Iran, with its undisputed leader, Narges Mohammadi.
Her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all.
Mohammadi sentenced to 31 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, there's an endorsement for a new Speaker of the House coming from former President Donald Trump. He says his pick is Congressman Jim Jordan, the head of the House Judiciary Committee. President Biden's trying to explain his reversal on construction of a border wall for southern Texas, saying the funds were already allocated by the previous administration.
Tried to get them to reappropriate it, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the wall other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriate.
And in Mexico City, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they will now be deporting Venezuelan migrants who didn't meet the window for asylum applications.
Repatriate those Venezuelan nationals who have arrived subsequent to July 31st.
Dr. George Tyndall has died. He was the USC gynecologist accused of sexually abusing hundreds of women. Tyndall was awaiting trial. His lawyer says there are no signs of foul play. The U.S. government appears poised to recall millions of airbag inflators made by ARC, which can send metal shrapnel shooting through a car interior. This is AP News. The NFL remembers Dick Butkus.
The fearsome Hall of Fame linebacker for the Chicago Bears died Thursday. He was 80. The Chicago native spent 9 seasons as a player for the Bears from 1965 to 1973, earning NFL Defensive Player of the Year honors twice.
When I played for you, I gave it the Bears best I could.
In a social media statement, the team said, quote, Butkus was a legend who embodied what it means to be a Chicago Bear. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
Police in Des Moines, Iowa say there is no evidence to say that a car that struck an SUV being used by presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy was deliberately hit. The Republican businessman says he thinks his SUV was struck by someone who had been yelling and swearing during a campaign appearance.
I'm told that there was a person who was flicking me off and screaming.
But the woman driver told police it was an accident. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.